Hi, it's Lisa.
And it's Nick. And welcome to Lick.
So today we are talking about creative ways people have made money during Corona.
Yeah, there's so many out there. A good friend of mine was selling activewear pre-COVID. And obviously due to COVID, the activewear business went into the toilet. Now she's selling hand sanitizer, face masks, medical gowns to doctors.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so she started importing from Vietnam and is absolutely killing it with all this medical wear.
Isn't that interesting though? Because I actually find that...
She tried to sell it to me. I was like, come on.
What, sell the company to you?
No. So she wanted a distributor in Australia. I'm like, that's not my game. Oh. Hustling hard. She's based in the US.
So the interesting thing is I thought that activewear and loungewear would be really popular because everyone's sitting at home. Because a lot of fashion brands have actually
changed. Yeah, but people aren't buying though. Changed. They're only buying food. They're not really buying clothes. I know I haven't bought any clothes.
Really?
Have you?
Interesting.
Have you? I can't tell.
Hey, look, I've got an appearance to keep up. I'm doing LinkedIn vids every day. I can't wear the same shit that you do. You like rotate your active wear.
This is
covered in stains. It's like disgusting.
So side hustle. So what have you done in COVID?
So do you want to hear an interesting fact? So apparently...
I know you're going to tell me, so I have to listen to it now. So what's the fact?
Fine, I won't tell you the fact then.
No, what is it? Tell me. I'm dying to know.
Shut up. Isn't that how sarcastic you sound? So apparently the number of searches for how to make a TikTok went up on Google by 400% when people started going into lockdown.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
So where that leads me
is
talking about being an influencer and making money by being an influencer.
Okay, now I've got it.
Yep.
So you've been hustling by doing some influencer engagements.
Yeah, I do that on the side.
So people pay you to promote their products?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Look so surprised. Why do you look so surprised?
So what are some of the products you've promoted?
A small following.
So what have you promoted in the past couple of months?
Following beauty stuff and just stop laughing at me. Hey, look, not all of us are rich like you.
I'm not rich.
I need to make money. You don't pay me enough. So I need to bloody make some extra cash. But interestingly, so we've seen a rise in the use of influencers because a lot of brands can't produce content. So influencers is actually a fantastic way to create content that's on brand for a brand.
Can I ask how much you've made in the past couple of months?
I'm not saying.
It's worth the question. Worth asking.
No.
Is it over 5,000?
No. It's not my full-time job. But, I mean, there are people who would have made a lot of money doing influencer work during Corona. So just have to get creative. So, look, there's hope for you yet.
So side hustle. So for me personally, I've been trading stock.
Yeah, that's been interesting.
The stock market's obviously crashed and then back up. But is it going to crash again? I don't know. Mm. But I've got a few friends that are big into trading. So I've been kind of following their lead. But it was pretty easy to make money because everything went down and then nearly everything's gone back up.
Yeah, yeah. So, you're one of those annoying people, I bet, who ask for tips and if it doesn't do well, you really hold it against
them. No. if it goes down and it flops, it's on me.
Sure.
But I'm like, fucking damn you.
I've
given some pretty bad tips over the years.
Yeah, because I've given you a tip. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, your tip went down, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah, I actually sold half of it this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks for that.
But it went up, though, you said. Originally.
Yeah, and then it went down.
It went up
like small amount.
But you made money and then you should have sold it.
So then it went, boof. And I was actually sold it this morning. Thanks, Lisa, for losing me money. Really appreciate it. Oh. I should never listen to your
tips.
But
why don't you just hold on to it? That's why I don't really like stocks.
Your stock's a specky stock, which means it's not stable. Mm. Anyways, how have you made? Basically,
I'm sure you'll survive. It's not like you're going to be broke.
So the question is, have you made money during COVID? Have you had any side hustles? What have you done for some extra income, if any?
Yeah, I'd actually love to know because I think people get creative.
So influencer marketing, or influencer over here, a bit of trading. What else have we done? Not really, actually, just trading stock.
You don't really have any other skills.
And running the businesses, obviously.
Yeah.
You're right, I don't have any skills.
Yeah, you don't.
I can't be an influencer like you.
You could be juggling to do some busking to make some money. I could
maybe sell my body on the street.
No one's going to buy that.
No one's going to buy that.
No one wants an old body.
Kills me.
Unless you're damaged goods anyway. You've got broken knees, broken shoulder.
Knees up.
Yeah. Broken face. Anyways, broken snout.
Guys, question is, how have you made extra money during COVID, if any? If you have, leave some comments down below. Love to hear about it.
Love to hear it. Yeah. And thanks again for listening, guys. We'll be back in 2 days. So please give us a follow on LinkedIn and check us out on YouTube and iTunes and Spotify.
Are we on iTunes?
Oh, my God.
There we go.
How embarrassing.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.